This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Galesburg City leaders are exploring their options to address high lead levels found in the city's tap water last fall. City Manager Todd Thompson says some efforts are already underway. The city recently increased the amount of phosphate it puts in the water to reduce pipe corrosion, and the public has been educated on how to flush lead pipes by allowing the faucet to run for a few minutes before using the water. The city is also considering providing bottled water and filtration systems to homeowners with the highest levels of lead contamination. Those homes would also be prioritized if the city decided to offer money to replace lead pipes. Thompson says the city will not take any action for the time being.
We need to see where the additional testing takes us. We need to see where our efforts to change the corrosion control program take us. And we need to see, what the regulatory environment is going to look like for us before we actually make decisions on what the best course of action is.
Despite Galesburg city leaders' hesitation to act, federal regulators are recommending that the city provide bottled water or filters to residents with high levels of lead in their drinking water. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is also urging the city to pay for additional testing for lead for all customers who request that service. In a recent letter, Tinka Hyde with the EPA says the agency will consider other options to protect public health if the city doesn't provide alternate water or filters. Records show Galesburg's water has repeatedly exceeded the federal lead action level over the last 25 years. Galesburg sent additional tap water samples for testing this month. Those results should be released in May. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.